Welcome to the Both and Motherhood podcast, where we honor the duality of being called to both making a massive impact and income through your business and really deep present motherhood. I'm your host, Kim DeFilippo, and I'm a mom to two amazing boys and a business coach for other female-identifying humans who are or desire to become mothers, who are ready to start stepping into the life that they feel called to live and embody this duality of being called to both. I'm so glad you're here. You ready? Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back to the Both and Motherhood podcast. It is now Tuesday, March 26th. It's spring break for us here in Portland, Oregon. And I wanted to bring you a little episode, kind of like a live behind the scenes of a school break for a mompreneur. Now, this is this mompreneur's experience, right? Now, I happen to be a single mompreneur, which is a different experience than somebody in a partnership. I have young children. I've got children with sensitive nervous system profiles. There's all kinds of different things, right? But I just want to normalize it. This is one person's experience. And I kind of want to share a little bit of behind the scenes what goes on when we have school breaks like this. And I'm going to try and keep this short and sweet. And I'm going to try to just go with the flow and not edit it because ain't nobody got time for that this week. So here's the thing. So it's spring break for us. I know wherever you're at, it might be if your kids are in school, it might be this week, it might be next week. I think those are probably the most two common times. It's the week before Easter or the week after Easter. Ours always seems to happen like they do the spring break like the week before Easter, or I think it's honestly like they start it like when spring actually happens is like the conference days and then they're off school and then spring break is after that. Anyway, so we're in spring break this week. So both my boys are in public school. I've done the homeschool thing. We found a great area that has a really great public school 3 years ago, and public school is like my only childcare at this point. So when we have school breaks like this, or when they're sick or something, you know, we have a snow day or something like that, I don't have childcare most of the time. I am recording this right now. I do have childcare a little bit today because I'm divorced. Their dad does have them a little bit. I've got sole custody in our situation. Everybody's situation is different. If you're divorced or separated or not together with the parent of the other parent of your kids, mine usually has them one night a week and then one other afternoon a week. And I've got them the rest of the time. This week, he couldn't do it overnight because he had to work. So I've had them most of the time. He had them most of the day yesterday. And today, he's got them for 3 hours. So I've got a little bit of time. And I'm just kind of getting some stuff done. All that to say, school breaks, right? I wanted to talk about this because if you got kids that are in school, whether it's daycare, especially if they're in public school of some sort or private school, then school breaks are going to happen. If you are in the US, that might be like spring break and summer break and winter break. And they've got conferences or they've got, you know, all the things. If you're in the UK or somewhere else, maybe they've got half term every couple of months. School breaks happen, right? And so it can throw us for a loop a little bit if that's your main childcare, like it is for mine, like it is for my family. It can throw you off a little bit of your schedule. So I do want to say that if you're one of those moms that love school breaks and you're so excited for them and, you know, you love that they're off school and you could just, you know, do more things at home or travel or whatever and they excite you and bring you joy, I love that for you. I'm going to be honest and say that I'm not one of those moms. I love my kids dearly. I have always wanted to be a mom, and school breaks still stress me out a little bit because they throw us off our schedule, right? And they stress me out a lot less than they used to. I actually don't feel stressed this week. I actually wanted to share a little bit how I'm staying in balance during this week when I'm in a season where I didn't actually have the space and time to plan a whole lot ahead of time. And this is how it works when we don't have, when we have unplanned time, right? Like sick days or snow days or ice storms or whatever. But it's definitely a lot better than it used to be. But it's still, and just today was making me laugh. I had so much shit happen today. And I just, it's one of those days where you just kind of have to laugh about it because it's so ridiculous. And I had to share it with you. And then I'm going to share some of my favorite tips for getting through and thriving during school breaks, not just surviving. That doesn't mean that everything's rainbows and butterflies, but at least feeling balanced during school breaks. Let's say that. So I will say that in an ideal world, right? You look ahead and you can see these school breaks are planned, right? Spring break, I knew when it was coming. I knew when these days off were coming. I know when summer break is coming. I know when winter break is. You can't plan for sick days, but in an ideal world, yeah, you plan ahead. And sometimes I will choose to take the school week off of work and I'll communicate it. You can communicate it with your clients and say that you're taking time off. You can work ahead if you need to, or see if you can get somebody else to cover it. There's lots of different things you can do depending on your client load. If you're a coach, you might just like, might want to do in between support or no support or just not calls. There's lots of different options you can do. If you're doing done for you work, you can work lightly. You can not work at all. You can work ahead of time. There's lots of different ways, but you deserve time off no matter what you do. If you're done for you service provider, if you're a coach, no matter what you do, you deserve time off. If you choose to take that time off during school breaks, that's up to you. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I will look ahead, like for Christmas break. I actually planned to like work. I took one whole week off, and then the other week I worked 3 days a week. So I communicated with my clients, "Hey, I'm gonna be working Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then I'm gonna be off with the kids Tuesday and Thursday." Lots of different ways you can do it. This particular break, this particular experience might be helpful for you if maybe you're just not great at planning these things ahead of time, or you don't feel prepared to take downtime yet. If you're feeling like you can't take time off in your business, I want you to come talk to me, girl, because I've been there. I promise you, you can do it no matter how many clients you have. I promise you that I can help you get some time off. You don't need to be working 24/7. Do not at all subscribe to the idea that we quit our 9-to-5s to start a 24/7. That's not what we're here for. So if you need help with that, no shame. I've been there. I've helped lots of people through it. Come talk to me. Let's get you some time off and set boundaries and with your clients and your work and all the things, right? Having said that, this week, even though I knew it was coming, in the last month, I moved and have been doing that move. It took me all month to move everything. Again, I'm a single parent. I don't have family that lives here. I have one local friend. I have lots of friends, but none of them live locally other than one. Got one local friend, and I don't have the kind of relationship with my ex-husband where I felt like I could just say, "Hey, can you come help me move?" Right? And so I was doing the vast majority of it on my own. Of course, when I started, when we moved, the kids were excited and they're like, "I'm going to help you move and don't do it without me." And of course, when the time comes to do it, they're like, "This is boring. I don't want to do this." And being a single parent, I haven't had a lot of time. So anyway, the last month has been off my schedule for sure. I've been working kind of as lightly as possible to keep paying the bills while I focus time and energy on the kids and getting everything moved over. Thank God we found another apartment that's super close, and I was able to move most of it in my Jeep by myself. But I've gone up and down so many fucking stairs at this point. It's ridiculous. But I'm really proud of myself for what I did. Anyway, last month, leading up until just yesterday, I finally finished everything and turned in the keys to the old place. I've been moving and dealing with that transition and all the things. So I didn't actually like have a solid plan for this week because I wasn't actually sure what I was going to be doing. And now everything's here, but our new apartment is a hot mess because I need to purge things and get rid of things and put things away. And again, my kids say they want to help, but then they get bored easily. So I don't know about you. It might just be my kids, it might be my kids' personalities, it might be my parenting style, but definitely trying to do stuff like that where my kids just, they have a profile where they need a lot of presence. They just do really well when I am near them. And there are certain things that I can be present with that, like, I can be doing something else. That doesn't mean that I'm like 100% of the time playing with them or, you know, doing an activity with them, but being close and available, they just do better. Behavior gets better. All the things. So I am playing with them some of the time. Some of the times I'm talking with them. Some of the times, like certain things like cleaning up a little bit or certain types of work I can do next to them, and I can easily switch gears and still be really present with them. And other things, like if they're upstairs playing video games, oh my God, I'm going to get to this story because that's how my day started. And it was not a good start to the day. We're having a good day though. You know, and I'm downstairs trying to unpack things. They get in a fight and behavior goes out the window and we just have a hard time. So for me, trying to get a lot of stuff like that done, because I don't have another partner at home at this time in my life. It's like I read this saying once when they were little, and I feel like it still holds true, even though it was meant to be about toddlers. It said, trying to clean when you have children, when you had toddlers is what it was originally, is like trying to brush your teeth while you're eating an Oreo. I mean, do you find that to be true? I find that to be true. Yeah, it's just, it's so much faster and more efficient when they're not here. And another one I saw is like, you can, there's some sort of unwritten rule that you can only have like one room at a time clean when you have children home. Like, you clean one room and then you turn around and they've made a mess in the room that you were in. Let me know if this resonates. Send me a DM and let me know if any of this is resonating with you. But I was going to point out that, yeah, so I, anyway, I am working on, when I do have childcare this week or when they do have a moment where I can sense that they don't need my presence super a lot, I'm working on putting things away in my house. So my work schedule is different than usual when we're all settled in and everything's put together and I'm not moving and all the things. That's what that whole story was about. So generally speaking, you know, sometimes during school breaks, we do have days, even this school break, we've had days where it's like a beautiful day and we have, you know, not a lot of fighting going on and between the kids, and we have present time and we get outside or we just do activities together and I get some work done and things are productive and we just have a smooth day. There are days like that. Not all the days are like that. And I know that not all the days are smooth where you are either. So that's why I wanted to share this behind the scenes. So today, for example, today I will say, I'm tired. So starting off with a lower than normal threshold for overstimulation and just stuff, basically, right? And I'm in my luteal phase. So add that all together. Because we moved, all the stuff right now is like in the hallway and in my kids' room because they sleep with me half the time anyway. So I just let them sleep in my bed. But it lasted longer than I would have liked. And we all get lots of cuddles, but we don't sleep as well. Let me know if your kids sleep with you. Can you actually sleep with them in your bed? Do you sleep as well? Anyway, I was tired. I woke up in the middle of the night. Couldn't go back to sleep. So I got up just to like, I was overtouched. So I got up for like 2 hours in the middle of the night and read my book and had some coffee. And then I went back and laid back down. Snuggled with the boys. It was nice. I fell back asleep a little bit. We were all cuddling and it was starting off great. And they woke up at like, I don't know, 5:30, and they wanted to go play video games. We have screen time rules in our house, right? There's no right or wrong here. We just play with like what works best for my kids in our house during the school week. Now they don't do any screens before school, but when they're not on school, they can do it in the morning and they have 2 hours to do it. So of course they want to do it first thing in the morning. Usually I'm up with my kids. I'm a morning person, but because I had been up for a couple of hours in the middle of the night, I was tired and I'm like, I'm actually going to just kind of go back to sleep. You guys go do your games or you guys go watch TV or whatever. Well, I must've fallen back asleep because I wake up to one kid screaming like he was hurt. And I'm panicked, right? I'm like, what the hell? Wake up, running up the stairs. And the other kid's like, you know, he had a bad reaction. And I'm thinking, like, what the heck happened? Like, did somebody get hurt? Did somebody like eat? Like, what happened? No, they got in a fight. He got in a fight. One kid felt triggered by the other kid's comment on this video game, so he hit him, and then the other kid kicked him back, and then that's where they hurt each other. This is not our normal morning, but that's how my day started this morning. Everybody calmed down. We talked through it, all the things, right? But today, throughout the day, it is now 1:30, but so this was like 6 o'clock by the time I was awakened by a screaming child. And they just went to their dad's within the last hour. So, I've been up for 7 hours. And thankfully, I've got a light workload at this time during this week because I knew I was moving. I haven't put too much heavy stuff on my schedule. But I kid you not, like, and I don't even, it doesn't bother me anymore because I learned that this is a thing and I just know why it happens and I accept it. But it used to bother me a lot. It's one of those days where I have probably spent, I don't know, several hours, 3 or 4 hours trying to get productive stuff and just get my work done. And I do keep track of my time with Toggle. It's free. I really like that program. I keep track of my time with Toggle because it helps me to just kind of get a feel for like how much I'm actually working. It helps me in a lot of ways, and I can talk about that if you have any questions. Sometimes I don't do it, but most of the time I do. On days like this, it actually helps me because days like this, I no joke get interrupted when I'm working probably every 3 minutes. Mom, 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 mommy, look at this. Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, will you get this? I probably heard mom 1,000 times this morning alone. So I probably only got an hour or less of actual work done in like 4 hours. And I just want to share. I'm not complaining because it is what it is. And I know that that's how my days are. I'm sharing in case this is you, and you're in the phase where you're like, why does it take so fucking long to get anything done when my kids are home? Maybe your kids aren't even in school yet and your kids are home all the time. That's where I was at when I started my business. And I didn't understand what was going on. I'm like, why am I so exhausted? Like, I didn't do that much work, but you're multitasking, you're going back and forth, having to like try and focus on your work and then go and, take something out of a kid's mouth or wipe a kid's butt or get a kid a snack or, hey, mom, 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 look at me do this jump or check out what's going on in my video game or whatever. I give myself the reason I do that timing with Toggle, especially on days like this, is because it really helps me to see when I'm like, oh, like literally, it's been a minute and a half since I got last interrupted. No wonder I'm not getting very far in this work, right? Or, okay. So on some days, like when my kids were home, like when we were homeschooling, I'd use Toggle and it would help me to see like, okay, I feel like I'm working all the time, but actually I only worked like, 10 hours this week or 15 hours this week. It's just about trying to find the times when I can be more productive and like less interruptions happening, which I will admit, if you are a mom who's homeschooling your kids or has littles that are not in school or daycare or a nanny situation, this is all the time, right? Give yourself lots of grace, lots of grace. If you are a mom whose kids are in school and you're on a school break like this, or your kids are sick, there's going to be days like this, and give yourself lots of grace. I don't see that and beat myself up of like, oh, I've only gotten 30 minutes. There was a point this morning I was like, oh, I've only gotten actually 30 minutes of work done. It was like, oh, okay, this is one of those days where I'm having to multitask a lot and I just need to shift my expectations, but also like shift, like, okay, when would be a good time when I can get this done? There are days when we have really good blocks of like all screens on time and I'm working and they're doing screens and all screens off time and we're really present. And those work some days. Today's not one of those days. After that, okay, so morning was like screaming, then everybody was fine, and lots and lots of mom. Oh my gosh. One girl. I'm going back and forth. I spent the day with like my hair in this weird messy bun, not even a messy bun. It was like still from sleep, half down, half up, like pajamas, still whatever. I'm like going in between a little bit of work. And then my kids needed to be separated this morning a little bit. So I'd go and do a little activity with my younger kid who we were doing some like, some of those like search and find like highlights type of activity books. And then my other kid was reading, but he'd want some cuddles. So I'd go cuddle with him. And then I'd go back and forth and I'd be like, I need to take a work break and I'm going to work for a little bit. And I went back and forth for a while and that was going well, just not very productive, but it was good. And then I'm sitting on the couch with my one kid pooped and he's at the age where he's learning to take care of things by himself. And he usually does a really pretty good job. I'm actually really grateful that I've got him to do it mostly by himself now. But he comes over. My kids just, I don't know about your kids, but my kids do not prefer to wear clothes if they don't have to. They'll be naked for a little bit and then they'll just wear underwear most of the time. So anyway, my kid was still naked and he came and sat on my lap and I was like, oh my God, what? Oh my God, there's poop on my pants on my leg because he didn't do a good job wiping. He didn't do a good enough job. He did a good job. And I was like, that's been a while since that happened. All right, laundry time. I guess it's time to get dressed. Helped him. It's just like, it's just laughable. And yeah. And my house is a fucking disaster because like I said, we moved and everything's out and everything needs to be put away in the pockets when I have childcare. And then somebody knocks on the door. I'm like, oh, is your dad here early? Like, who is it? Nope, the repair guy is here that I completely forgot about because all the days ran together this week to fix our dishwasher. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not actually sure that my children have pants on. So let me call upstairs. Boys, are you wearing clothes? Can you please put some clothes on? Yeah. So that was our day. And the reflection here is that like I was for a while getting overstimulated in the morning. I was definitely feeling overtouched and overstimulated. There was a lot of noise going on between one kid was like, I don't even remember. They're watching TV. They're wanting to cuddle on me and touch on me. And they've been sleeping in my bed and like, mom, feeling like I want to crawl out of my skin. I definitely notice more like that when I haven't had enough sleep and when I'm in the luteal phase of my cycle. But what helps me with that, if you ever feel like this, I want to share this with you in case it's helpful for you too. It actually really helps me to vocalize it to my kids. So I've taught them the words. I've described stimulation, overstimulation is like from touches and sounds and all these things. And I've described like a different threshold, like as best I can, you know, at certain times of the month or certain days when I'm more resourced, we talk about resourcing, right? When I'm more resourced, I have a higher threshold. I can take more, like a bigger cup, basically. I can take more stimulus, more touch, more interruptions, more talking to me, more whatever, more sounds. And like when the cup those are filling up the cup. And when the cup overflows, that's when I feel overstimulated and when I want to crawl out of my skin and I get cranky, right? I explain this to the kids because they get like this too. Everybody has that, right? Obviously, those of us that are neurodivergent, like me and my family, that can be more amplified, but everybody has this at some point, right? Some of us just have bigger cups than others. Or you can explain it some different ways of ADHD is like the cup gets filled faster because there's more stimulus coming in that we don't filter out as easily. But I explain to them when I'm under-resourced, when I haven't had enough sleep, or trying to explain to boys hormone fluctuations is hard, but just that there are certain times of the month when my cup is a lot smaller And so it doesn't, you're not doing anything bad. This is not your fault. I'm not mad at you, but my cup is smaller. My threshold is smaller and I'm very overstimulated and I'm overtouched and I need a break. Mama needs a break. I love you. I'm not mad at you. Mama's overstimulated. That helps to talk it through. And then I can go and resource myself, take a little breather. Sometimes I'll put in noise canceling earbuds. Sometimes I do just, you know, go to the bathroom for longer than I need to for a few minutes to think. Have you ever been there? And that's been really helpful. So today was definitely one of those days where I had some moments of overstimulation and just like, I want to get things done, but I can't with everything going on today. But overall, I am in a place I've done so much work on myself and my nervous system that like I don't feel like I'm in survival mode today, even on a day like today. I was irritated for some of the day and I felt overstimulated. And there was sometimes when I felt like I wanted to crawl out of my skin. That's overstimulation. But my nervous system feels at peace. And that's not always how it was for sure. But some of my favorite tips I wanted to share with you for navigating school breaks, especially if you're having days like this, or this is maybe your normal right now, is just like not having a schedule and your kids need you more, or, you know, maybe you're a single parent too, or maybe you are the default parent and your partner works a lot or isn't very present, or unfortunately, sometimes our partners are there but not very helpful. Then this might resonate for you too. So when you're balancing work and running your business and having your kids home full time, I want you to give yourself so much grace, so much permission, so much kudos and props, because you are doing both. You're being a full-time stay-at-home mom and you're a business owner and, you know, a working mom, a working woman, right? And that's a lot. It's a lot, right? It's a lot on a good day. And so on a day when like, I think it's episode 3, one of my earlier episodes was on comparisonitis as a mom. I really dove into this a lot where I had a reflection of like my first day when the kids spent a night with their dad after our divorce. And I had like 24 hours without children and like a whole night by myself in the morning, completely by myself without a school routine. And it had been years since that happened, you know, 8, 9 years, you know, I've had like vacations away, but like where I was actually home and doing my normal thing, but without kids. And it was a huge like night and day switch. So go back and listen to that if that's something you struggle with, is feeling like, why can't I keep up with everything? Like everybody online is always talking about morning routine and doing all this journaling and doing all this and then being able to do all the work and all the things. And how come I can't do it? How come it feels hard for me? Like go back and listen to episode 3 because it was a really good one. Really dove into this. But the short version is you're living a different situation. And especially when your kids are home full time, whether they're already there because they're little or it's school break. So you're just not going to have the capacity to do things like, unless you've got a nanny, you're not going to have the capacity to do a full day's worth of work and a bunch of calls and, you know, and all the household things that need to get done and, you know, journal for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever. Even like stuff like this, recording a podcast. So I do find journaling to be super helpful. And I found that actually I've been a little bit lazy with my journaling practice lately, I'll be honest with you, but I think a lot of it I just do kind of in my head now. And I caught myself doing it today. The bare bones mindset practice that I encourage you to do during times like this when your kids are home and you're on school break or whatever is, if you're going to journal or think through it in your head, I want you to focus on, if it's only one thing, focus on like What can you give yourself credit for? Give yourself credit for everything that you did today or yesterday or whatever it was. If you like to reflect on the day before, if you're going, as you're going through the day, look at what you've done and accomplished and not at all the things that you didn't get to do, because there's going to be a fucking long list, a to-do list that we didn't get to do on days like this, right? There are lots that I would have liked to done, would have liked to have done today or this week. And in certain times I wake up in the morning, I'm like, yes, I'm going to get all these things done, right? But it just doesn't happen because that's not real life, right? With kids home. So give yourself credit. Make everything count. You can do this in your journal by just trying to fill a page with, I give myself credit for. I give myself credit for. That can be like, I give myself credit for spending quality time playing imaginary games with my kids. Or I give myself credit for doing a load of dishes. I give myself credit for folding a load of laundry. I give myself credit for editing a podcast episode, or I give myself credit for doing this client work. I give myself credit for putting a post up or putting a story up. I give myself credit for, like, today for me, I caught myself as I was starting to feel overstimulated, just kind of naturally now going into this in my head of like, all right, I'm going to give myself credit for, I actually made these like natural toilet cleaner bomb things, like bath bombs, but like to clean your toilet, I've been wanting to make for months, and I finally pulled all the stuff out and made them today, and that felt good. I gave myself credit because I actually took the time to make a salad today. I've been focusing this week on shifting back to more clean foods, more like less processed foods, because I had gotten kind of lazy with the move and done a lot of convenience foods, and I was noticing a change in my kids' behavior. And it's not healthy for us. So I gave myself credit for that. And I gave myself credit for talking with the kids when I was feeling overstimulated and not yelling. You know, I give myself credit for, I feel like there was something else that I did today that I wanted to give myself credit for, but I don't remember. Anyway, give yourself credit. Every little thing. I'm giving myself credit for recording this podcast today, right? And if that's all you focus on, that's a win, right? Because they say like what you focus on expands. And the truth is, it's like, it really is the truth, right? It's that like your brain will pick up on what you're focusing on, and that's what you'll like process more of, and you'll notice more of. And so you can do this on any old day. I read it in one way called it, instead of a to-do list, make a to-da list. This was actually an ADHD tip, but it works, I think, for us mompreneurs as well. What to-da mean? Like, what are all the things you did get done? What are all the things that did go well today? If you have some time, doing some gratitudes, writing some gratitudes of what you're grateful for is also a really great way to raise your vibe and feel a little more positive going into the day or throughout the day if you need to check back in. And the other thing, another thing that I do is in times of stress, so school holidays or sick days or when I'm not feeling good or my threshold's low or, you know, maybe your partner is on, you know, away for work or working a lot or something's going on, I ask myself these two questions. You can ask yourself for the things that you do have to get done, business or home. How can I make this more fun and how can I make this easier? And try and just go with those. So, for example, for this podcast episode, I had let go of the expectation like that I didn't have to get it done. In an ideal world without a move, yes, I would have batch recorded this episode a few weeks ago. It just didn't happen. And I'm okay with that. But because I knew that I was going to have a few hours of childcare today, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to record what comes through and I'm not going to edit it today. And I just want to get out and talk to you. I'm going to bring you content. And that's how I make it easy. And how do I make it more fun is I am drinking water out of a pretty blue wine glass. And it's a beautiful day. So that works for me. If we're like dinner, for example, is a big one for me of like on stressful days of like, all right, how can we make this easier? And how can we make this more fun? It's usually takeout for me, but you know, it might be something different. It might be like, let's get a change of scenery. It might be, you know, if you've got work to do, if you've got somebody to help with your kids, you might be like, all right, I'm going to go for 2 hours and take my laptop out to the library or to a coffee shop and get 2 hours worth of work done in 2 hours instead of in 6 hours, like will happen when I'm trying to do it around my kids. You know, there's lots of different ways, and getting, you know, if that can be more fun too, if you take yourself out for a drink or take yourself out for lunch and get a couple of hours of work done, if that's an option for you, that can be helpful. Whatever it is, there's no right or wrong. I mean, having a fun drink or lighting a candle or shutting yourself up in a quiet room or something, whatever it is. How can you make this fun? How can you make this easier? Third thing is like get support. This can be from a coach. This can be from a friend. I have a close friend here who is also an entrepreneur mom. I've actually, all my close friends are entrepreneurs, moms, but doing a check-in of like, she's in, her kids are in spring break too, and I'm checking in. Spring break check-in. How's it going over there? Check in on each other. Today's really hard, or today's good, or, you know, whatever. Get support. Even if it's just emotional support of like, hey, I need to, like, do you have the capacity to hold? I need to vent a little bit about today so I don't yell at my kids kind of situation. Like, whatever that is, get support. If you have physical support where you can have somebody help you with your kids or some of the tasks around the house, or you've got team that can help you with some of your work stuff, that's all great too. And the last thing is, honestly, just learning to kind of lower your expectations for productivity because you can't work like you don't have kids when you have kids home full time. You just can't. And be balanced. I don't believe that that's a thing, right? Now, if you've got kids home full time and you've got a partner or a nanny that is helping you with your kids, then sure, yeah, you can. But if you're also trying to be like, you're basically a stay-at-home parent and you've got the primary role of taking care of the kids when they're home full time and you're working, like, what's the difference between capacity and capability? This was actually a really hard lesson for me a couple of years ago because I am capable of doing a fucking lot, right? I am capable of building and growing and running a large company. I did for a long time, for several years, and being a great mom and a present mom and all the things, right? I'm capable of doing all those things. But when I'm trying to do both at the same time, my capacity is just not that much. When my kids are home, I don't have the capacity to do all the great kick-ass business things that I am capable of. And so I had to learn to accept, like, I can only do as much as my capacity allows, right? That doesn't mean that I'm not capable. That doesn't mean that I'm not good enough. That doesn't mean anything about me. You can say it this other way. It's like, if your capacity is 30% and you give 30%, you're giving 100%, right? You're still doing your best. You're still doing enough. But if you're trying to, like, if you're sick or your kids are sick or your partner's sick or you're going through a move or something's happening and your capacity is like for business stuff is like, yeah, maybe I've got 25% today to give or 50% or whatever or 5%. If you give that 50, 30, 25, 5%, whatever, you gave 100% and that is enough. And that has to do with like lowering your expectations of just like, okay, I'm just not going to be able to get as much done today. So what do I need to put in place to make sure that like my schedule or my work meets that, right? And you're not like shooting yourself in the foot, like planning a full week worth of stuff when you know that you're not going to have the capacity, right? And I've definitely been there at the beginning of my business and the beginning of my journey. But if you can, give yourself lots of grace and just know that you're not going to get as much done this week or on a school break or when your kids are sick or when you've got littles at home underfoot as you will when they're in school or when you've got childcare or whatever. And that's okay. That's normal. You're normal. You're doing enough. You're doing an amazing job. Now, I want you to know that like I will always be here for you. If you just need somebody to like chat with about mom stuff or send a DM and be like, this week is hard or this is going on. Like my DMs are always open. It is 100% me in there. I'm team of one again. And I don't ever want you to feel alone. So I want you to know, if you just need to talk, if you need support, I'm here. My DMs are open. The link is in the show notes. I'm Kim_DFilippo on Instagram. I do check my DMs occasionally in Facebook too, but I'm on Instagram more often. So into one. And of course, if you would like support with regulating your nervous system for days like this, weeks like this, for managing your schedule and your client load and your workload and your business to be able to handle shifts in schedule that happen when we have the both and of entrepreneurship and motherhood, and you want some support from a business mentor that gets it, come talk to me. I've got spaces for one-on-one private coaching open. We can start with a free coaching call and go from there. No pressure, no strings. Like, let's just start there and feel it out and get you some help even on the one call and then see what feels good for you from there. So if you have any questions, let me know. You can send me a DM if you're not sure if this is right for you. And if you want to book a call, I will put the link in the show notes. So this did not turn out to be a super quick episode. If you've been here much, you'll know I'm just a little bit long-winded. But that's how we roll. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful spring. And we're enjoying spring, getting some spring weather. If you celebrate Easter, I hope that you have a good Easter. That'll be coming up this week. Being completely honest, I haven't planned anything yet for Easter. We're going to do it really low-key here, though. So we're probably just going to color some eggs and I'll hide some stuff around the apartment. And we'll have some candy. That's it. All right, loves, I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you loved it, it would mean the world to me if you'd share it with a friend and leave a rating or review for me in Apple Podcasts or Spotify so more mamas can find this podcast. Make sure you hit that follow button in your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode. See you next week. Love ya.